Although we're already up to Simin Kuf Ches, we started on Simin Tes, so we're going to Bezrat Hashem be making up the first eight Simanim in Shulchan Aruch. So today we're starting from the very beginning with Simin Aleph Din Hashkamas Haboke. So the tour begins his magnum opus, his Sefer, with the famous Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos. The tour begins with the Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, with the famous Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, and compares us basically to four different animals in order to inspire us to serve Hashem properly. Havi az kanamer, be bold like a leopard, kal kanesher, light like an eagle, Ratz katzvi, run like a deer, v'gibor ka'ari, and strong like a lion, lasos ritzon avicha shebashemayim. This is the tour's introduction This is the beginning of the tour. Okay? The tour, the Shulchan Aruch is built off of the tour. Now, the Shulchan Aruch did not go as far as the tour in terms of going through the whole Mishnah and spelling it out. Well, we do have in the Shulchan Aruch is the Gibor Ka'ari. So what do these four things mean? So the Torah and the Beis Yosef go on to explain like this. When you're talking about bold like a leopard, that refers to not being intimidated by the Mal'igim, by those who make fun of us when we are doing the right thing and serving Hashem. Okay, that's what the Torah says, and we're going to soon see that in the very first Ramah. Kal Kanesher, the Torah explains, that refers to eyes. Just like the eagle flies through the air, one's eyes are also flying in every direction. And therefore, one has to be kal kanesher in closing one's eyes from looking at things that we are not supposed to look at. Ratz katzvi, run like a deer to do mitzvahs. And vigibor kari, strong like a lion, to be omid b'nisayon, to stand strong against the various Yetzaharas and challenges that are presented to us in terms of not sinning and doing mitzvahs. So the Shulchan Aruch jumps on this last one, Gibor Kari, and what's the first nisayon a person faces every single day? When the alarm clock rings, what do? Do we get up? Do we get up? That's what we're supposed to do. Do we turn it off? That's what we're not supposed to do, because we may not get up for another hour or two or three or four or five. Do we hit snooze, which is not so bad, as long as we still get up when we're, you know, supposed to get up. Okay, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch begins. Yisgaber ka'ari lamo baboker lavodas boro. A person should strengthen himself like a lion to get up in the morning to serve his Creator. And Mishabur says, Sifkatan Aleph, doesn't waste any time. Ki lekach nivra ha'odam. That's why man was created. That's why we're created. For avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, and then at the end of the Mishnah, Sifkatan Aleph, a person should think if he had the opportunity to serve a human king, he would jump out of bed. He's got a ball game, he's got a trip to go on, boom, we're out of bed in a flash. Then when it comes to getting up for Avodas Hashem, for davening Shacharis, all of a sudden we hit snooze numerous times, and it's just hard to get us out of bed. So that is Sifkatan Aleph. Okay, now the Mechaber says, Shehei hu ma'orer ha-shachar. We should get up early enough, you know, basically before Nates, pre-Nates, perhaps pre-Alos, Yehu ma'orer ha-shachar. The Ramah is a little bit more, I don't know what the right word is, but the Ramah tells us it's not so demanding. Al kopanim lo ya'ach ezman ha-tfila sh'atzibur mispadlin. And he agrees, the earlier you get up in the morning, the better. Nothing like getting up while it's still dark out and learning for an hour or so before davening, before nades, unbelievable, nothing like it. But that's not so practical for everyone, that's not so realistic, so the Ramah says, at least make sure not to miss minyan. That is the first Ramah over here. Okay, Mishmur Sifkatan Beis discusses the concept of Negel Vasar. Comes up a lot in Simin Dalet. And here the Mishabur says not to walk Dalet Amos without Netilas Yadayim. Then he brings down from the Shari Tshuva that there were certain tzaddikim who didn't want to walk Dalet Amos, so they would apply a certain legal loophole that comes up on Shabbos, which is also not so legal necessarily, which is called Pachas Pachas Mid Dalet Amos. Walk three Amos, stop. then walking Dalet Amos and stop. Shari Tshuva says, but that's counterproductive. It's not a din in walking Dalet Amos with hands that have the Ruach Ra. It's a din in don't have Ruach Ra on your hands. The least the better. Don't have Ruach Ra on your hands. So if you do Pachas Pachas and Dalet Amos, you're extending the Ruach Ra on your hands. And that's counterproductive. So what you should run to wash your hands. Rav Nemazal Simon Aleph. Rav Nemazal over here brings down from Rosh Hashanah, brings down from the Vilna Gaon, who says that when they burnt the Ger Tzedek of Vilna at the stake, that the Kedusha of the act of Kiddush Hashem of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, that lessened the Koach of Tuma, of Ruach Ra in the world. And he says therefore that we still wash Negelbasa, we still have this Ruach Ra, but this Halach, I'm not walking Dalet Amos, he says, is not as relevant as it used to be. The Zohar is very stark about it. That's what Rav Nemazal brings down from Shlomo Zalman, B'Shem, the Vilna Gaon. Okay, now, when we have this sort of machlokes, we have this machlokes in the Mechaper Ramah, how early should you wake up? So the Mishabur over here in Sif Katan Gimel points out that you should daven b'tzibur. Then in Sif Katan Tes, the end of Sif Katan Tes, the Mishabur points out. U'mishen yochel hashkim kodem or aboker machmashu chalash b'tiv. Oh, a person who he can't wake up so early, it's too hard for him. Or he knows if he's going to wake up early, he's going to sleep through davening, or he's going to sleep through the whole day. So better to sleep properly the whole night. Mikomakom yezohir ma'od lakum sha'a ulefachot chatzi sha'a kodem kriyas ha'shamash shebeis ha'knesses. First one should get up with enough amount of time before shacharis to prepare for shacharis properly. Kedei sheyuchal l'hachin atzon l'spala b'tzibo uvenikiyas. In those days, to go to the bathroom was a big deal. It wasn't just like today, and therefore it would take time. Okay, nowadays we also need some time, perhaps not as much time, but we're supposed to wake up with enough time to get to shul, at least on time, if not early. Then the Ramah continues. Hagol shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid. Person always has to see Hashem in front of him. Hu klal gadol b'Torah uv'malos ha'tzadikim. This is a great rule in Torah, and malos ha'tzadikim, the levels of tzadikim, Hashahochim b'fnei Elokim, that are walking in front of Hashem. Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam u'tunosav v'asaka v'udavadu b'beiso, ki yeshivasa u'tunosav v'asaka v'udavadu melech gadol. A person does not act the same when he's home alone as he does when he's in front of the king. V'lo dibur v'rachavas piv kirtzon rabu'im anche beiso krovav ki dibur v'mashav melech. And he doesn't speak the same with his friends, his close friends and family, as he does in front of a king or in front of an adam gadol. When a person pays attention to the fact, Shamelech HaGodol, the great King HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Eloh Chal Aretz Kvodo, the whole world is filled with His glory. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Omer Alav, Hashem is right there with you. Veroe B'maisav, He sees everything we do. Kamo Shenamar. Is a person going to hide and I'm not going to see him? Hashem sees everything. Miyad yagia elav yira, immediately has to reach him, yiras Hashem, v'hachna, and humility. V'pachad Hashem yizbarach u'bushaso mimeno tamid. He has to have a feeling of fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem, humility in front of Hashem, embarrassment in front of Hashem. However, we should be embarrassed in front of Hashem. And here, this is where the Ramah borrows or takes the Az Kanemer from the tour. The person should not be embarrassed in front of people who are making fun of his Avodas Hashem. You see, the concept of making fun of people for their Avodas Hashem did not start in 2016, and it did not, you know, it's from the Ramah, it's from the tour. For hundreds and hundreds of years, they've been making fun of from people. Gam batznei aleches uveshachva mishkavo yedel fnei mi hu shochev. Also, when a person he's in bed, he's walk, whatever he's doing, he should understand that he is in front of Hashem. Umiyad sheyeyor mishena. So immediately when he wakes up from his sleep, yakum bezrizus, he should get up with alacrity, cheerful promise. Lavodos baro yisbarach v'yisaleh, to serve Hashem. Get up in the morning to serve Hashem. Now, here, the second Bir Alocha, Dibur Maschel, Hu Klal Gadol Batorah, brings down from the Sefer HaChinuch the famous Sheish Mitzvos Tzmidios. This was one of Rav Noach Weinberg's big things, that there are six, what we call six constant mitzvahs. What are these six constant mitzvahs? So look at the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masel, Hukla Gadol Torah. Harot Lekayim Shivisi Karaui, one who wants to fully keep this concept of seeing Hashem in front of you, Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Tamid, Yizdare Zekayim Ashenichlo B'Shem Sefer HaChinuch, should be careful to do what it says in the Chinuch. And a lot of people have brought down these mitzvahs from the mitzvah Achinuch, mitzvah Chavhei, Chavav, Taf Yud Zayin, Taf Yud Chaz, Taf Amabez, and Shin Pei Zayin. These are Sheish mitzvahs, Chiyuv and Tamidi. Their obligation is constant. Lo Yifsiku Me'al Ha'odam Afilu Rege Echod Kol Yama. They should not stop from a person even for 1 second his whole life. The Kozma Bekarega Shiachshaban Kiyem Mitzvahs Atzei, Ve'en Keitz Amatan Schar HaMitzvahs Ve'elohim. Every second one thinks about these things, he's Mekayim and Mitzvahs Atzei. Now first he says, you have to think about these six things constantly. Then he says, every second that you think about it, you're Mekayim and Mitzvahs Atzei. So the famous question is, how can I think about, first of all, how can I think about six different things simultaneously? And how am I supposed to go to work, learn, daven, if my whole brain is always thinking on six constant mitzvahs? So, one of the ways of understanding this is just that every time you think about it, you get a mitzvah. Not that every second you're supposed to be thinking about it. But I think the pshat that might be more, I don't know, more true, but a pshat that is really very meaningful is as follows. These six mitzvahs we're going to see are six yesodos in Judaism. Six fundamental principles of Judaism. It means everything that we do all day, every day, is supposed to revolve and be based on these six principles. So it's not all day I'm thinking six things and I can't dominate, I can't learn, I can't work, I can't do anything, but everything that I do throughout the day is built on these six principles. Okay, what are these six principles? Glad you asked. Okay, Aleph. Lahamin Shiesh Eloka Echad Ba'olam. To believe in one God, Shimti Kolin Mitzvot, that created everything, Umechavtzo Ritzonohu Komashu Akshav V'Shehoya V'Sheiya La'ad De'ad. Everything that is and was in the world comes from Hashem. And He took us out of Mitzrayim, and He gave us the Torah. And this is the Mitzvah Saseh Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What does it mean? You should know and you should believe that the world has a God who supervises everything, every single thing that goes on in the world. He took us out of Egypt and He's still here supervising the world. That's mitzvah number one, mitzvah tmidi, to believe in Hashem, that Hashem is the creator and the supervisor. Anochi Hashem. Number two is the flip side, the second of the Ten Commandments. Lo yelech elohim achirim apanai. Shelo na'amin b'shum elohim zulaso. Not to believe in any other God. Shenamar lo yelech elohim achirim apanai. Skip down another couple of lines. Ya'amin shekarish baruch hu ba'atzma uvechvodu mashgiach b'kol ha'olamos. Hashem did not give the world over to some star or some malach. Hashem b'chvodu ba'atzma is mashgiach b'kol ha'olamos. V'ein lo shum nivra koach la'asos dover bilti ritzono. Nobody has any power to do anything against the will of Hashem. Now, except for Yerushamayim, we have free choice to do whatever we want. Hashem has given us that free choice. Obviously, that's the whole point of the world, to make the right choice. Gimel, liyachdo, yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's one God. We don't believe Hashem has any blue shum shituf. Hashem has no partners. That's three. So, Anochi Hashem, lo yelech elohim achirim, yichud Hashem. Number four is avas Hashem, le'ehov ha'makom baruch hu, she'ne'emar v'haptas Hashem lekecha. V'keitzid yagi ha'odom li'ahava hu ha'idei ha'torah. How does a person reach avas Hashem? Through learning Torah. She'mitoch kach, I skipped a line, atamakir et mi she'amar v'hoya ha'olam. Okay, through the tremendous depth of the Torah, a person can get a little slight inkling of an inkling of an inkling of how deep Hashem is. Then he continues halfway down between Dalet and Hey. The Indian mitzvah shiur adam lahasim kol megamasa v'kol machashav to achar avas Hashem yisbarach. A person's whole essence supposed to be running after avas Hashem. The Yarech believe that Kikomashish Ba'olah may Osho Bani recovered. Everything that a person has in this world is supposed to be nothing compared to the Abba that we have for Hashem. And he's also supposed to be working in Abba Hashem, Chachma Satara, to get to know Hashem better and better. Then he says, very strong line, Vakoveas Machshavto Binyanim Agashmiim, one who establishes himself in more in mundane things, of a Havle Ha'olam Shol Hashem Shemayim, not Hashem Shemayim. Rak the Asane Gulhasi covered Bitel Asezu Va'onsho Gadol. He's Mavatel this Asay with a very big onus. This is easier said than done. Five. Hey. So it was Abbas Hashem, not Yerasim. Leos, Yeras Hashem Yisbarach, upon of Tommy the Vilti Yechta. Yeras Hashem. Alzan Amar, Es Hashem Lakecha Tira. And when a person is enticed to do an Avera, he has to work on his Yiras Hashem. Hashem is watching. Hashem understands, and that should keep him away from the Aver. And Vav is from Kriya Shema. A lot of it's from Kriya Shema. Lo Sasuru Acharei the Vavchem Acharei Nechem. Shelo Nasur Achar Machsheves Aleiv Riya Sainayim. Do not stray after the desires of the heart and the eyes. Shenamar Velo Sasuru Acharei the Vavchem. What does it mean? Acharei the Vavchem Acharei Nechem. Acharei the Vavchem Zu Apikorsus. Not to think things that we're not supposed to think. Acharei Nechem Zuznus. That is looking at women. Ubechlal Apikorsus who call Machshavot Zarot Shem Hepech Da'asa Torah. Ubechlal Znus who Mishu Rodef Achar Ta'avasa Olam. Mibli Shechavim Vem Klal Kavana Tova. It's not just running after women, it's running after any pleasures of this world for no good reason. Just to amass more pleasure. Also easier said than done. Put this on the diet. Okay, that is the Shei Shmitzis Pedias of the Bi'ur Halacha. Okay, we're almost finished with Sif Aleph. Okay. So we did the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Ches says the first thing a person is supposed to do in the morning is say Moda Ani. Does not have Shem Hashem, so he does not need to first wash Negel Vaser. Just a couple of very interesting points on Moda Ani. Really, how do you say I thank you? Ani Modeh, I thank. Why do we say Moda Ani? Because the first thing a Jew does in the morning can't be the word Ani! I thank you, God. No, there's no Yaretz Kik at the I, it's Modeh Ani. That's number one. Number two is Moda Ani Fenechem Al Chayyakim Shechazar Tibish Mazi Bechem. It's not Bechem La Rabba. That Hashem brought back our soul with a lot of Chemla, with a lot of Rachamim. But rather it's Bechem La, period, or comma, Rabba Emuna Secha. Lots of Emuna. So what does that mean? So the Pashup Shad is we have a lot of Emuna in Hashem. Rav Nemzal, this is based on a Pasuk in Eicha, and Rav Nemzal has a Sefer on the 3 weeks, and there he has a Perish on Eicha. There is a beautiful idea. It says like this. Rabba Emuna Secha does not only have to be that we have a lot of Emuna in Hashem, but it can be the opposite. It can be Hashem has a lot of Emuna in us. What does that mean? We didn't have such a great day yesterday. Last week, last month, last year, we weren't such tzaddikim. It's not like we necessarily deserve to wake up this morning. But what? Hashem believes in us that today can be a better day, last week, last month, and last year. And if Hashem enables us to wake up in the morning, it means He believes in us that we have more potential and we can be even greater or better than we've been until this point. So Rabba Emuna Secha is really a two-way street. We have a lot of Emuna and Hashem, but Hashem also believes in us that we can be better today than we were yesterday.